Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Mother, we'll bet your family says this sound is music to the ears. The sound of a Kroger Tender Ray steak sizzling as it broils to a luscious brown. And what a thrill to cut into that rich red meat and taste the buttery tenderness and delicious freshness of Kroger Tender Ray steak. Yes, it's the famous beef that's always fresh, always tender, because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've served or your money back. So visit your Kroger store and get a delicious tender roast or a big juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak. And remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's always fresh, always tender. The finest beef value in town. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. A violent rain kept Penny Gibbs at the new home of Freddie and Nora Lang for the night. Before dawn the next morning, Nora and Freddie were awakened by the smell of smoke. Choking, they ran across the smoke-filled living room to Penny's door and opened it. It seemed as if the entire room were in flames. They called to Penny, but got no answer. It's a few seconds later now, and Nora says...
Freddie, get back. The flames are coming this way. You can't get through that door.
I know I can't, Nora. I'm going to have to go outside and try.
Well, hurry up, then.
Come on. I may need some help.
All right.
Here.
All right. Oh, Freddie, if Penny is still in there...
No, she's still in there. Where else could she go? That's why we got to hurry. Come on.
Oh, it was raining before. Why did it have to stop?
Let's not worry about that now. Let's find a window and get me in there quick to get Penny out. Here's one of the guest room windows now.
Oh, Freddie, there's nothing but fire in there. I can't see anything but fire. What'll we do?
I'm gonna try the next window. Maybe the whole room isn't on fire yet.
I'm gonna try calling her. Penny!
Won't do any good to call
Penny.
To her. She's in there. She's unconscious. Hey, Nora. Nora, we're in luck. This end of the room isn't on fire yet.
Oh, can you see Penny?
No. And where her bed is on fire and it's burning like crazy.
Oh, Freddie, hurry.
Come on, Nora, get back. I gotta break this window.
Oh, Freddie, you cut yourself.
What's the difference?
Here,
give me a boost, will you? I gotta get in there fast.
All right.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, now, come on, shout. Here. Yeah, that did it.
Freddie, can you find her?
No.
Where is she? Can you find her, Freddie?
Not yet, Nora. No, I can't get over to the bed.
Oh, hurry.
Even
hurry,
if she's in there, she... Hey, Nora. Nora, here she is. She's on the floor right under the window.
Is she all right?
I don't know, and I won't know till I get her out. And I can't get out of here myself unless I get out fast.
Oh, Freddie, please, hurry.
I'm lifting her up to the windowsill, Nora. Nora.
Yes?
Grab her shoulders.
All right, Freddie.
Let her down to the ground nice and easy, will you?
Yes.
Can you reach up and hold her?
Yes, all right. I got her. Okay, let go of Penny and you get out of there yourself, Freddie.
All right, I'm okay. You just let her down easy.
I will. Don't worry about it.
Don't put too much strain on yourself.
No, don't worry about me now. All right. I have her shoulders, Freddie. Let go of her.
Okay, just take her easy now.
All right.
Careful, Nora. I don't want you to get hurt.
No, I'm all right. I'm all right, Freddie. All right, she's down now. Freddie, please hurry and get out of there yourself.
I'll get out. I'm getting out now.
Oh, Freddie, that seemed to take centuries. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay, Nora. Not so sure about Penny, though.
Oh,
hey, Penny. Gosh, Nora, she's out cold.
Yes, I think she is.
Well, we better get her away from the house. Bring her to as fast as we can.
All right, I'll help carry her.
No, it's all right. I've got her.
No, I'll help you. All right?
Yeah. I think she's gonna be okay.
Okay, walk slowly.
Yeah. Still breathing, Nora. I guess she just passed out from too much smoke.
Oh, Cricket, I hope that's all that's wrong.
I'll put her down under the tree here.
All right.
The ground is dry here. Mm. Gosh, when people pass out, they sure weigh a lot, don't they?
No, they do. He's coming to now.
Come on, Gypsy.
She stands as you're trying to open her eyes.
Yes, she did. She is coming to.
Penny.
And look, there's somebody coming down the road from the farm.
I hope it's somebody who can help.
Me too.
Penny.
Come on, Gypsy. Hey, Nora, she's coming around.
Oh, I hope so.
You all right, Penny?
Penny,
you all right?
Betty, did everyone get out all right?
Yes, Penny, we're all right. We all got out. Thank good.
Ready. Everybody all right, sir?
Oh, it's Tom from the farm.
Yeah, I hope he brought along some fire equipment with him.
Right
yeah, Tom,
here.
We're okay. Will you get to work on that fire?
Oh, Freddie, your house. You're beautiful.
It's okay,
your house.
Now you just lie still, Gypsy. May get the fire out yet.
Don't
your house burning, son. I'd like it over yonder rise.
Did you bring any firefighting stuff with you?
Well, just the extinguisher in the truck.
I'll go get that.
Yes,
you go in the garage, Tom, and get the garden hose, will you? There's a water tap right at the garage door, and hurry up.
Well, that house may be too far gone to save much of it, son.
Well, hurry along, will you?
We ain't gonna try.
Freddie, what can I do to help?
You just stay here with Penny.
All right.
And keep back from the house, both of you.
Don't worry,
Freddie.
Don't worry. Okay.
Okay.
Take care of yourself,
too. I will.
I'm all right,
Nora! Where's that fire extinguisher?
Well, I think it's right under the dashboard in the truck, Freddie.
On this side?
Yes, over there. On the
okay,
right.
Okay, I got it.
Freddie, Tom's got the fire hose going.
That's great, but the house is going faster every minute. Penny, you and Nora get back, will you? The flames may start jumping around.
Well, Freddie, please be careful. Don't you get too near the flames.
I've got to get near them. If there's going to be anything left of this house.
Be careful.
Hey, Tom! Tom, you getting anywhere with that hose?
I ain't making any headway I can see so far. One hose ain't exactly a fire killer.
Well, maybe this extinguisher will help some. How do you work this thing, Tom?
You just turn the handle on the slim end of it. That's right.
Like this?
Aim the big end toward the fire.
Okay, like this, huh?
That's got it.
Is this going to get to the fire, though?
I'll lessen it some. Give me a chance to get close to the fire
hurry
myself.
Hurry up, will you, man? Hurry.
Do some work with this here hose. Spray that thing back and forth, son. Back and forth.
Yeah. You ought to use this thing in spurts, though, Tom. It doesn't hold up to... Hey, Tom. Tom, what's that funny noise?
I don't know, son, but it sounds to me... Get back, son. Get back. This
what?
Half the room's caving in.
Good night. We'll never get this fire out.
Get
now,
back,
the whole
son. Get back, I said. The lads ain't fitting to shelter the creatures of the forest, Mr. Williams.
No, I suppose not. Just how much damage was there, Tom?
Well, not counting the damage to that Miss Gibbs caused by breathing in too much smoke, I guess.
Oh, she'll be all right after she's rested in my room a while.
Well, tolerably so.
But what about the house, though? Freddie and Nora have been in there worrying over Penny too much to tell me anything.
Well, give me a little more sugar for my coffee, will you, Mr. Williams?
Sure.
Thanks. Well, ain't much left to the lake side of the house. The walls are out and the roof's stove in.
What about the other side?
Well, over on the forest side, the house and garage is still standing. But thanks to the roof dropping down in one piece and making sort of a fire break for us.
That's good.
That was a fair piece of luck, that roof falling in the way it did. The tar shingles was fireproof and helped us save the rest of the lad's house.
Well, I'm glad you got the fire out before the whole place went up.
Hey, Dad. Dad, if there's some more coffee, I'd like some.
Oh, help yourself, son, and take it good and hot. You probably need it, Freddie.
Oh, I think that Tom and I have both had enough heat for one night. Huh, Tom?
I ain't got a hankering to fight another house fire tonight.
Don't blame
me. I'm glad you can take this so lightly, Freddie, but how about Nora?
Oh, she's been too busy fussing over Penny to think much about the house so far.
Well, that's just as well. Is Penny all right?
Yeah, she's... Got most of the smoke out of her by now, I guess.
Oh, that's good.
Stop coughing anyway. I think she'll drop off to sleep any minute now. Hey, Tom, hand me the cream, will you?
Sure, sir.
Thanks. Gosh, Dad, I'm glad you didn't come over to the house. Though we sure could have used you at first.
Well, I would have been there, except I didn't wake up until just before Tom brought you here.
Just as well.
Sorry I wasn't there to help.
Well, the only thing that would have helped us... Full rig of firefighting equipment, Mr. Williams.
Well, maybe this will teach us a lesson. Go in town tomorrow, Tom, and see what you can buy for the farm and Freddie's house, too.
Oh, not too fast, Dad. I don't think we'll buy much for my house right now, but building materials, if we can get that.
Oh, I think we'll be able to get it. The place was covered By insurance, I hope.
Oh, yeah. You bet your life on that. Covered all the way. That's one worry out of our hands.
Well, I'll take your housing worries out of your hands, too. It'll be a little crowded, but you and Nora can stay here.
Oh, thanks a lot, Dad, but the place is awfully small, you know. Now we'll rent a room in town and see what we can...
No, you won't rent any room in town.
Hi, Gibbsy. Thought you were going to sleep.
Oh, no, I guess after all the excitement, I couldn't.
Well, sit down, Benny. Sit down.
Thanks, Paul. I'd like some of that coffee, too, if I may.
Well, I'll get it for you, ma'am.
Thank you, Tom.
Where's Nora, Penny?
In her father's room. Crying.
Oh? Well, excuse me, will you? I'll see you.
No, Freddie, I tried to stop her, but I couldn't. Anyway, you know what she's crying about, Freddie.
Of course I do.
Well, don't try to stop her, Freddie. Let her cry.
Yeah. And then make her agree to come back to my house until your place is rebuilt, Freddie. She insists you'll be imposing, but she
won't.
Well,
I'll tell her something. But I don't think we can come back to your place,
yes,
Gibbsy.
You can. Coming back to my house, and that's final.
Thanks. We'll talk about it later, though.
Ask her if she'd like some hot coffee, Freddie. Tom will bring it into her if you just call.
Okay, Dad. Thanks. Hello, Nora.
Beautiful house.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's a tough break, Nora.
But why did it have to catch on fire, Freddie? Why?
I don't know. One of those things we didn't find out until tomorrow. We'll get someone from the fire department to come out and look it over real quick. Oh, come on, honey. Stop the crying, huh? Come on, now. You're supposed to be a big girl.
Freddie... I love that house so much.
Well, it's still here. It'll be as good as new again pretty soon. You wait and see.
I know that.
Well, what's the matter, Nora? Why are you crying?
Because I'm afraid, Freddie. I was afraid about moving out of Penny's house.
Afraid? But why?
Because I had a premonition that terrible things were going to happen to us.
Nora...
And this was just the first of them.
Nora did have a premonition of trouble about leaving Penny's house. Is this the first sign that life for Nora and Freddie Lang has ceased to run smoothly? And will the results of near disaster have any effect on Penny's life? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Who knows the answer to this question? What beef is always fresh, always tender? Why, of course, you know it's Kroger Tender Ray beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. You know it's always tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging. No time for loss of savory juice. So buy Kroger Tender Ray beef soon. And when you do, you'll find Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Don't forget, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's the finest beef value in town. But ladies, remember that the only place you can get famous Kroger Tender Ray beef is at your neighborhood Kroger store. For the beef that's always fresh, always tender, Kroger Tender Ray beef is an exclusive Kroger value. And keep in mind, too, the Kroger cut gives you more meat, less waste. So to get the finest beef value in town, get Kroger Tender Ray beef at your Kroger store. Join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.